I'm Karen Gibbon. Next week on Only a Game, we'll have the story of Brenda Tracy, a rape survivor who's visiting locker rooms across the country to try to put an end to sexual assault. But now, Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Karen.
I'm obsessed with the Kyrie Irving / LeBron James phone call that apparently took place on Wednesday night. But I think we should start with a recap. Why were these two guys feuding in the first place?
Well, because Cleveland wasn't big enough for both of them, basically. And Kyrie believed that LeBron leaked the news that Kyrie wanted to be traded and blah, blah, blah. And now, though, we have a Hallmark TV movie because Kyrie, in his anxiety to be the leader of the Celtics, called LeBron and apologized and asked for tips, apparently.
Right. The phone call apparently happened after Kyrie shockingly discovered that being a leader isn't as easy as it seems like it would be.
Or as much fun, apparently.
Well, depending on who you ask, this was either, quote, the next step in Kyrie Irving's evolution as a player and a leader, or it was just a ploy to get more money in his next contract. What
well,
do you think?
I think you can multitask. I think it's possible to do both. It seems to me to be a logical thing to do. And if you're going to ask somebody for help on how to be the alpha dog on your team, who better than the most alpha of alpha dogs?
NBA refs will answer questions from fans via Twitter during actual games starting on Monday. What could possibly go wrong?
Lord above. Well, if you just filter out the variations of, are you freaking blind? You're going to be down to a manageable number of questions, I think. This is asking for trouble, of course, and I don't expect this experiment to last very long.
Well, it doesn't
Besides,
start.
NBA refs can interact with the fans anytime they want. I've been to games. I've seen it happen.
This whole thing doesn't start till Monday, but the refs have already gotten one really interesting question, don't you think?
Yes, from LeBron James. What really is, quote, in the shooting motion? Asking for a friend.
I don't think they've responded
Now, why
yet.
Would anybody wonder why Kyrie Irving would ask a guy like that a question?
Maiori Davenport plays high school basketball in Troy, Alabama, and due to a clerical error by USA Basketball, she received a stipend check for playing in an international tournament. She returned the money, but she's still been ruled ineligible for her entire senior season. Really? How is this even a thing?
Because you cannot get the tiny little tin pot Caesars of amateur basketball to do anything sensible. It is obvious that this woman should be allowed to play. It is ridiculous, and it's become a national embarrassment for the Alabama High School Athletic Association.
Well, a judge will consider the situation on Tuesday, and I'm really hoping that he's a more reasonable individual than whoever's calling the shots at the Alabama High School Athletic
Association. It's astonishing to me that they haven't backed down on this yet. It is very simple. You reinstate her, and you say, we were wrong.
Okay, Charlie, I know you probably have a lot to say about this next topic, so I'm just going to step back and let you describe the feast the national championship team from Clemson was treated to at the White House this week.
Well, the interesting thing to me is that Clemson hires and pays a fairly substantial salary to a nutritional consultant to keep the players away from exactly the food they were served in the White House.
Cheat day, man. Cheat day.
The picture of Donald Trump with this enormous front yard of burgers in front of him. I mean, you know, the picture of Eisenhower before D-Day and Kennedy at the Berlin Wall. We're going to have Donald Trump in front of this endless spread of burgers. But I do have to give the Clemson Tigers credit. They behaved like guests, and now everybody's trying to feed them.
Absolutely. Clemson can probably eat for free for the next year with the number of restaurants and celebrities that have offered a more fitting celebration.
There's a Michelin 3-star in Chicago that invited them. Michael Strahan wants to give them lobsters and caviar. I predict right now that Clemson will not repeat as national champions because they're all going to weigh 670 pounds by the end of the offseason.
And finally, Charlie, I'd like to take you to the LA Kings game last Saturday night into the broadcast booth for a very special appearance.
Hands up. Oh, watch out. Oh, he stole on him. He fired on Cuz. Hold on now. Oh, get it cracking then. Let's go. Snoop Dogg in the house. Let me see some.
That was, of course, Snoop Dogg. And while I don't share his love of cracking, he's not at all bad as an analyst, is
no,
he?
No, apparently he's a real fan, and God bless him for being a hockey fan. Showed up with the Stanley Cup rings, which were very impressive. Managed to work with two of the whitest people he'll ever work for.
And he did work with Martha Stewart.
Well, that's true, too. Yes, okay. Two at a time. But it was fabulous. I want the Doc Emmerich Snoop Dogg broadcast team just for one game.
I want to hear one more. I mean, his understanding of the game is absolutely unmatched. Listen to this.
47 seconds left in the first quarter. Yeah, first period, so they say in hockey.
I'm with him there.
Yeah, it's, I mean, what are you supposed to say? First third?
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Sports Illustrated from time to time, and he joins us each week here on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.
Do you know what time of year it is? Here, maybe this'll help.
Super Bowl haiku. Whose stupid idea was that? What clown thought that up?
In case you were wondering, yes, that was Bill Littlefield, and yes, it's almost time for Super Bowl haiku. Submit your tiny poems of 17 syllables at our website, onlyagame.org, or by emailing us at oag@wbur.org, or on Facebook or Twitter at onlyagamenpr.